Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Caitlin McCulloch of the Livestock Market Information Center. We're back with Caitlin in just a moment.
We continue with Cody Jorgensen, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, 50th anniversary sale coming up on the 11th of April. Cody, the word uniqueness keeps coming up for this year's sale.
You're right, Scott. This year in our offering, we have some cattle sired by the Emulus sire line, and specifically Ramsey Emulus 142 and Tail End Emulus 1674. Two bulls born in the
1970s,
and they were used specifically for carcass characteristics and extreme mothering ability. Maternal. And we're really excited. You are not going to find any of these bulls anywhere else in the industry.
It's coming up on Monday, April 11th. It's at the facility in Ideal, South Dakota, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, 50th anniversary production sale. Come on out. 1 o'clock is the start time. Come out for lunch too, right, Cody?
Yes, sir. Please come out for lunch and love to host you.
You can call them at 1-800-548-BULL or go to JorgensenFarms.com. That's 1 o'clock on Monday, April 11th. 11th.
She's the director of the Livestock Market Information Center. Caitlin McCulloch says this last week's prospective plantings report from USDA with reduced corn acres could make a real difference in feeder cattle prices later this year.
So the feedlot demand for feeder animals is usually driven by feed costs and or cost of gain, if you will, and that fed cattle price. And so to have some disruption in the grain markets usually does affect feeder cattle prices. And to give you a bit of a history lesson, the last time soybean acres outpaced corn by 3 million acres or so, there was a 25% jump in the season average corn price. If you applied that sort of jump today, that would easily be a $7 average. I do think corn acres are probably going to bid back some acres, so it might not be as low as 89.5 once it gets in the ground. But we revised our season average price to $6.50 for the 22-23 marketing year. And normally you would see an automatic adjustment across the feeder cattle when you have that kind of adjustment. Now it is a little early. You might see that adjustment as we go through planting season. But right now the futures board is telling us that they don't think the feeder cattle are out there, particularly in the back half of the year. And some of that's because of all the high placements we saw in cattle on feed earlier in this year and the late part of last year. And so there is this idea that out there that possibly we don't have as many feeder animals available, and that's helping support that price in a way that you wouldn't typically see when you're expecting a big rally in feed costs.
Truly, we're juggling a couple of different perspectives right now, probably higher corn prices ahead in 2022, but also fewer cattle in the country that'll be pushed toward feedlots later this year as well. Now, one other aspect of that prospective plantings report from USDA, the harvested acres for hay, all other hay.
Prospective planting hay number can move quite a bit between now and the end of the summer, but that was down about 1%. And the key to that number was the big changes you saw in other hay producing states. So at least for me, we've been talking a lot about alfalfa. Those acres were expected to see some significant declines. Texas, where we're seeing some more drought now than we have in the last 2 years, down 11% in terms of hay acres. Texas is the number one hay producing state in the country for total hay. It represented about 9% of total U.S. hay production last year. And so for it to have that significant of a decline might mean you're going to pay a lot more for other hay coming into this year.
Oklahoma, by the way, about the same boat as Texas. We're down 12% on expected harvested acres of hay for 2022. Now, Caitlin, what about the looking dead ahead as far as our cattle markets and the beef market is concerned?
The things that I'm watching are the cull-cow values, which have been extremely strong. You're back to values not seen since 2015, and that beef-cow slaughter number is about 15% ahead of a year ago on a year that had enormous beef cow slaughter already. And so those are the numbers we're watching heading into the summer. We have penciled in about a 1.5% decline in the beef herd in 2022. And if that beef cow slaughter number continues to be as aggressive as it is, we'll need to revise that to a much smaller number, and that'll help support prices moving forward. So those are one of the key things I'm watching. On the fed cattle side, we're watching boxed beef. We're watching ground product, which has moved really well in the last 2 years. That has maintained really high values, but it's grilling season. And so I think we are consumers of habit to some degree. And so any sort of mix up you might see in the cuts that are being demanded at this time of year might be something worth watching. overall, so far, beef demand has been fairly good. It's really maintained, even though we've had relatively high wholesale values. And the macroeconomic implications from Ukraine and Russia are pretty significant. LMIC is penciling in a recession at this point within the next 12 months, and that's expected to impact consumer spending. Now, on the feeder cattle side, I think it's going to matter to some degree what this corn market really does. And so we're going to be watching things like weather, how fast planting rolls out. All of those things are going to be important. But again, that those signals might be muted compared to previous years because of how many cattle we've already placed.
Director of the Livestock Market Information Center, Caitlin McCulloch. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the Griswold Cattle Grass to Grid Bull Sale coming Saturday, April 9th, 12:30 p.m. at the Griswold Cattle Sale Facility in Stillwater, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 160 bulls, Angus, Sim-Angus, Main Angus, and 50 young commercial Angus pairs as well. You can attend the sale live or you can bid online at cci.live. For more information, a catalog, check the videos. Go to griswoldcattle.com. Griswold Cattle Grass to Grid Bull Sale Saturday, April 9th. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.